When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back to Forbidden Knowledge News. I'm your host, Chris Matthew, and tonight I'd like to welcome to the show Jay Parker. Jay was born into a multi-generational satanic Illuminati family, and he was subject to satanic ritual abuse and mind control as a child. And now he speaks out on recovery and healing methods. And Jay, how are you tonight?
I'm good, thank you.
Very good. I want to thank you for taking the time to join us. First, let's just talk briefly about your family history and a little bit about your background. Just briefly, you know, what was it like?
Well, essentially, I was born in Philadelphia in 1956. My father was ninth generation Illuminati. My mother traced her witchcraft heritage back 3,000 years to the Amalekite people in Canaan. And I went, for the first 3 years, we lived in Fallcroft, Delaware County. And then we moved to Arden, Delaware, the government-protected CIA Illuminati village, where I grew up, and I stayed there until 72, and then we moved out. And basically went through the MK Ultra on top of this satanic ritual abuse of being born into a generational satanic family. Due to the fact, I believe my father was arrested for pedophilia, and he signed me up to the MK Ultra to avoid jail time. And I was monitored by a psychologist in the area by the name of Gordon Pizer, a graduate of University of Pennsylvania, who still lives in the area. And he specializes in traumatic abuse of children. Although people don't understand that he's actually a perpetrator rather than a healer. So,
very interesting. Now, the Illuminati and these families, they use this torture as a form of grooming. Is that right?
Yes. Essentially, it's in vitro shocking, followed by the first 7 years when you're in the programmable state and you only have two brainwave patterns and your subconscious is being built, and they put you through horrific rape and torture and drugging, electroshock, you name it. These people take their children and make them a burnt offering for Molech. no doubt about it. I was fortunate that when they killed my best friend when I was in first grade, I was about 7 years old. They raped him so horrifically, Brandon Plunger, that I went to the police. I went 90% of Arden at the time in 1963 was dark occult, Illuminati, Satanists, pedophiles, human sacrificers, and 10% were normal people where they got to practice their persona and got to act like they were normal American citizens. And I went to some Christians down the street because I knew my parents hated them. And I told them where the bodies were buried in the woods, that they kill people, they kill children, they rape and torture children. And my friend had been raped and went septic and died in 3 days. And I thought his body was buried behind Bernie Brockman's house. And he went to the police, and the police said, "We know what's going on in Arden, but we can't help you. Good luck." And that was that. And then they took me to Gordon Pizer, and he electroshocked my brain until I didn't even know my name. Then I went through 4 months of intense slave programming, which literally turned me into a zombie. And I spent the rest of my life trying to figure out why I was so angry and why I needed drugs and alcohol to survive and why I was psychologically so dysfunctional. Around 2000, I had a date with a witch who used my mother's primary programming access phrase and accidentally opened up my subconscious programming, and she didn't know what to do after that. Obviously, she wanted to tinker with my monarch mind control programming and make me her slave. She didn't know what to do, so she just walked away with the door open. So all the files started pouring into my conscious mind, and it was a weekend I'll never forget. My entire life was a lie, and I knew I had devil spirits put in me, and that's why I was so crazy. And I have literally spent the last 18, 19 years developing healing modalities and counseling other people that have been through what I've gone through. And I have some answers, and I have some methodologies at work, and I have a radio program on Revolution Radio called The Center Path, where I talk about consciousness mostly, and I have a Saturday program, 12 to 2 for my European listeners, and it's called Matrix Warrior. And Revolution Radio and I have been doing shows for about 6 years now. And I keep an eye on politics and what's going on in the world. I put my spin on it. But I mostly encourage people to make consciousness their number one issue in life, because you're not going to leave here with your stuff. You're only going to leave here with your consciousness. And this is a consensus reality, collective consciousness, virtual reality game that's being played between ultimate good and ultimate evil. And it's the created against the creator. And good luck to people that think that they can beat the creator. It's not going to happen.
Definitely. Now, let's talk a little bit about this whole power structure and where it comes from. People don't realize how deep the control goes and how far and wide it's spread. But where does it begin? I understand that it actually comes from the earliest times of Atlantis.
My father called himself an Atlantean warlock on many occasions. And I believe that Atlantis at first was under the law of one, where they had higher consciousness, they had holistic thinking, and the community thrived. And then through materialism and runaway scientific experimentation, especially genetic, my mother said it was like the island of Dr. Moreau. They were making chimeras. They were doing all sorts of things. They became a mind control society. And this is what happens when you contact through your spiritual self dimensional entities that are not in alignment and harmony with nature, with the one true God or the goddess Mother Earth. And I simply believe that even though the religions are corrupt, in all their scriptures, there's enough truth for a person that is making a real commitment to love and truth to get a head start and then to take the ball and run with it. And I think it's kind of foolish to put cultural mores on the spirit of God or the spirit of Mother Earth, considering we're talking about at least 12.5 billion years old and 4.5 billion years old. And we, you know, in this age, which of course is the fifth or seventh age, worldwide age of mankind. I was told that in the Illuminati growing up, that we've been playing this game for a while. And when the human race gets to a point of technology where they start to understand scalar technology and scalar weaponry and anti-gravity and free energy, they are a threat to the galaxy and to the universe. This planet is quarantined by the other species that live in the galaxy and universe, according to my mother and father. And until we grow up spiritually, and I'd say basically take back our birthright of holistic, loving spirituality and consciousness of worldwide family, where we're all in this together and we care about one another totally. As Martin Luther King said, "I'm not free unless you are free." And can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes.
That's rather strange. I don't have my headset on.
Yeah, I can hear you fine. So basically, I mean, people don't realize, but they are using magic. They use magic for power, and they draw their power from basically entities that are could be other dimensional entities. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. This is a invasion from a dimension right next to ours. Without a doubt. And we have a choice. We can either go back to source or we can be knocked down to pointy once again.
You just cut out. I think you have to put your headphones on there.
Let me try this.
Yep, now I can hear you.
Okay. Sorry about that.
No, that's all right.
I usually do these talks with my set on, so.
So it's
interesting.
Now, these people, they establish relationships with some would consider demonic entities.
Oh, absolutely. The consciousness that is given to an adept of the dark occult is not from this world. And whether you say it's from the Anunnaki who supposedly invaded this planet and took it over in 8 minutes, or whether it's something else like the fallen angels, the Nephilim, whatever. The bottom line is, are you going to obey natural law? Are you going to be a loving human being, or are you going to be selfish and take that direction?
Right. And, you know, basically they've created or manipulated everything that they can get their hands on to control us, as far as religions, monetary systems, basically everything that we have in place in modern society to keep us kind of under control.
Well, absolutely. They built this system from the ground up to produce louche. What louche is basically negative human emotion, suffering, pain, anger, all the negative emotions. If you look into any scripture, the spirit of God is love, peace, joy. So it's the antithesis. It's the reverse of everything good. The human race is in trouble right now. I personally am a fan of Donald Trump about 60%, and about 40% I say, I can see what you're doing behind the scenes. You're not fooling me. And you know, he must have a theory of draining the swamp by hiring as many swamp creatures for his administration as possible. And thereby, Washington, D.C. will get overpopulated with swamp creatures and they'll die of famine.
Now, you don't think, yes, you don't think that Donald Trump is part of the Illuminati control system?
No, but they're doing a number on him, for sure. The deep state and the bankers, they're very powerful. And it's going to be a tough road to hoe to get our freedom back. But I believe that we will. If it doesn't happen this age, it definitely will happen soon. So
do you think that we really are, that he's really going after the cabal? Do you think that we'll see any of these arrests that are supposedly going to happen?
Well, they've been talking about it now for 2 years.
Right.
I think it's interesting that, you know, the Inspector General, David Horowitz, said in front of Congress that Anthony Weiner's legally obtained, warrant obtained evidence, his laptop, had that file called insurance policy. There were 350,000 emails on it that could put the Clinton cabal away for life. There was also, as David Horowitz said before Congress, crimes against children. And according to people in New York, chiefs of police that saw the crimes against children material, they actually wept. It was so horrific that they cried. These are senior police in New York City that cried like babies when they saw.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The crimes against children on that laptop. And yet, 2 years later, almost two and a half, nothing has been done. And if more than anything, that says to me that I live in a society totally ruled by criminals. And these criminals are called dark occultists. And they go to Bohemian Grove in front of the owl, presidents, prime ministers, CEOs of corporations from all over the world every summer, and do a mock human sacrifice. I can tell you from my experience in the woods, they're doing the real deal. Okay?
You've actually experienced, you've seen with your own eyes human sacrifices?
Absolutely.
Wow. Now,
an animal sacrifice. These people don't play.
Yeah, and earlier you were saying that they can actually draw these entities into their body and they become sort of tied to these entities. Have they ever tried to tie an entity to you?
Yes, when I was about five, maybe four, they strapped me down to a table and I could see the energy like a twist drill, about a three-quarter twist drill by about 8 inches. They were pouring oil into my ear, and this other dimensional download was being put in my brain. And it was devil spirit. But it also could be a lot of programming for my mind. But I definitely, because of EFT, emotional freedom technique, I pretty well cleaned up any devil spirits I've had put in me or obtained on my own. Because people can pick up entities getting too drunk. They can pick up entities abusing alcohol and drugs very easily. If you smoke marijuana three times a day, you're going to have holes in your aura, and they'll just come right in. And some of them you don't want.
Very interesting. Now,
I just want to tell you.
I mean,
people are saying ayahuasca and DMT to do shadow work and to get the archontic mind parasite out of us. The way the system works is during the programmable state, the first 7 years of life, when your subconscious, which rules 90% of your life, is built, they do, in society in general, they do soft mind control. They only tell you what they want you to know, and they bully you intellectually and creatively in their school system and in their kindergarten, and they stuff your brain full of subliminals through the television so that you go along to get along, so that you obey. Who are you obeying? You are obeying pedophiles. That's who you're obeying. I mean, it's no joke that Dennis Hastert, the longest serving Speaker of the House, was a convicted pedophile. They choose pedophiles. I was in the cult in Arden, Delaware. People would come in, have sex with little boys, be photographed, and you'd never see them again. Once they have that compromising file on that person, They can put him into the head of a bank, the head of a corporation. They can make him a U.S. senator, anything. They're the bankers. They control the money. And we live under the golden rule. He who has the gold rules.
Right.
Now, but this is interdimensional, for sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I've heard you say before that there are certain towns that are actually founded by these people. And they're mainly just run by pedophiles and Satanists.
Yes. Myself, my family, we would go to, in the case of Arden, Delaware, it was founded in 1900 by a group of artists coming out of the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts. And they wanted to make a quote-unquote utopian artistic community during the arts and crafts movement. They also founded it at the same time Rose Valley, Pennsylvania. These are both Marquis of Hell adherent villages. Rose Valley is for the more affluent, and Arden was for the working class minions of the satanic machine. But as far as I know, in this area in Philadelphia, Medford, New Jersey, has a lot of satanic there. There are relatives of my family that live there. It's very much like Arden, Delaware, Medford, Medford Lakes. Also, Riverton, New Jersey, very much an Illuminati town. My mother told me when I asked her, why is a TON at the end of cities and towns and not town? And she said TON has to do with Osiris, and it's us. It's a little high there. It's a signal that even though they may not be a 90% dark occult in that area, when you see the TON, it's a signal that we're here, so come on in. And basically what you look at with the TON, you look at the Tau cross, ancient symbol, also On, O-N, the Egyptian city of On. And then, of course, we get into Akhenaten. Is it Akhenaten or Moses?
Right. And they tend to use a lot of Egyptian mythology in a lot of the symbolism they use.
Because of Akhenaten.
Right.
And basically, Akhenaten was their hero. I think someone who's into the esoteric should look into the Hyssox. The Hyssox, very powerful. With the Amalekite, my mother's tribe, they went from Moab, which is Jordan today, into Turkey, Phrygia. There's a scripture in one of the journeys of St. Paul where an angel came to him in the first century and said to him, do not go to Phrygia in Turkey. And the reason he was told not to go to Phrygia was that's where the Amalekite were. They moved from Jordan. Then, of course, they moved into Europe.
So you had mentioned earlier the Marquis of Hell. And now, could you explain exactly what that is? I know you also said that you were made to attend the Church of the Marquis of Hell.
Yeah, my parents were adherents of the Illuminati, just like their parents. They were working class, but they also had great power when it came to witchcraft and demonic power. My father could kill people by giving them aneurysms. And you have to have some deep dark occult training to do that. And he's done it, to my knowledge, 3-4 times at least. So he can throw the energy around in the field. And that's what they do. They manipulate the energy that the human race lives in with the torture of children, with the rape of children. They are poisoning the morphogenic field and keeping us in Stockholm Syndrome. So the way the system works is you are brainwashed in the programmable state. If you want to know more about the programmable state, I would say look into Dr. Bruce Lipton's work, especially his presentation, Wisdom of Yourselves, and also look into Dr. Joe Dispenza's work, especially How to Break the Habit of Being Yourself. The big thing about the mystery schools before the converted church of Constantine closed down all the mystery schools, they had a sign on the front of most schools. There were learning centers. And the sign was simply, know thyself. If you know who you are, where you are, what you're capable of, what your birthright is, questions that people today don't have a clue. They really don't. They don't know who they are physiologically. They don't know how they operate. They don't know how they operate psychologically. And I'm telling you, 5% of your transference of information into the morphogenic field, the divine field, the 52 waveform field that we and all of this stuff exist in, where we're all collectively tied together. You have 4 million bits of information coming out of your conscious mind a second, and 40 million bits of information coming out of your subconscious mind, which was built between the ages of 1 and 7 by your society, not by you. When you're in a hypnagogic state from 1 to 7, you're in a trance. All the information in your 5 senses is pouring in, building your subconscious, which becomes literally the law of God to you personally. It's what you'll believe, what you won't believe, what your likes and dislikes are. But they weren't yours. They were your cultures, your teachers, your TV programs, your parents. So did you really program yourself with what you like, what you're interested in? No, you didn't. Not at all. And this is the message I'm trying to tell everyone, that I, as a satanic ritual abuse survivor and a MK Ultra CIA monarch overcomer, they attacked my subconscious programmable state and tortured me and programmed me and stuffed me full of negative entities and all kinds of stuff. Put me through horrific things. to get at my subconscious, to drive me from the limbic system, from the frontal lobe, and into the R complex. All of these 40 million dark occultists who live in America, and this is according to Salvi and according to myself. My mother told me it was a 12%. Stuart Swerdlow says it's 15%. When I was talking to Salvi with Sasha Stone one time, I said, my mother said it's 12%. And Stuart Swerdlow says it's 15. I said, Salvi, what do you think? And he says, that's about right. It's somewhere around there, like 13, 14%. Well, we're talking about 40 million trauma-based mind control people in your society who do human sacrifice and pedophilia. So when Donald Trump wants to build a wall to stop the children that are pouring up from Central and South America, the pedophiles in this country are going crazy. The human sacrificers are going crazy. The Center for Exploited and Missing Children for years, said that 800,000 children disappear in America every year.
Right.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah. That's insane. Now, as a child, did you always know that what you were going through was wrong, or was there a certain time when you realized it?
I remember a memory when I was about three where my father said, warlocks. And I repeated the word warlock to him. And he said, yes, yes, that's what we are. I'm sorry, but by the time I was 4, 5 years old, me and my two brothers, well, not my oldest brother, but my brother John, who has now passed away, we would get into disputes with my parents because they would take us to the Marquis of Hell Church beneath the Candlelight Dinner Theater in Arden every Sunday after the regular church, Presbyterian Church. And we would get raped and tortured. And every week. And then there was usually a rape and torture session. Friday night was a big time in people's houses. And then, of course, your parents abuse you constantly throughout the week. So you had no peace. You had no peace for any satanic ritual abuse child. They're not permitted to have a moment of peace.
So
go ahead.
No, so you always knew that this was just not right what was happening to you. And I remember you also mentioned that there was a time when your mother actually summoned an entity.
Oh, absolutely. The Marquis of Hell is about 6 foot 3 inches tall. He has snakes for hair. And he's a being made of luminous light. I could not speak to him because I was not an adept, but he moves his hands like this and does this little shuffle around. Not very impressive.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
My mother conjured him up one time and said, "That's God." And I yelled at her and said, "That's not God." And she got hurt. And she said, "Well, it's our God."
Very interesting.
So obviously, I had a good heart because I think I had a lot of love for my brothers because we were all being abused and we were pretty tight until they did everything they could to break us apart as loving siblings, and they succeeded.
Now, what are your thoughts?
Terrible system.
Oh, yeah. Now, what are your thoughts on the idea that this plan is actually set up like an actual matrix? Like, we are in a sort of prison planet.
No, absolutely.
Controlled by archonic entities.
Absolutely. But we can stop at any time we want. If we take back our birthright of natural law consciousness, if we take back our birthright and clean up the archontic mind parasite, the programming that we got in the programmable state, and throw out the trash with EFT, emotional freedom technique, and put in natural universal law, put in freedom, put in justice. I mean, when you look at America, I mean, talk about living under delusion. Talk about living in a madhouse. I mean, what we did in Libya, what America did in Libya, was the most outrageous war crime that I have seen in my lifetime. Yet, Americans don't really even know how many people were murdered by Americans ruthlessly in the streets of Tripoli with Black Hawk helicopter gunships mowing people down as they walk down the street. That's America.
Right.
And you're telling me good Christians are in the military and in the police? And I'm telling you, you better make sure you're not following a counterfeit spirit, because Christ said, test every spirit. If what you're doing is against natural law and the law of God, God doesn't go around murdering people.
Right.
Just saying. You need to do a checkup from the neck up. Because I'm telling you right now, a few more years, we're going to get smacked down again to pointy stick world if we don't clean our act up. Because the galaxy and the universe is not going to let us have Nikola Tesla weaponry so that we can blow planets up and we're a bunch of psychopaths. Not going to happen. Probably happened in the past. That's why there's an asteroid belt. Could it be that we're the ones that did that? I don't know. Why don't you look at some of your ancient history? Marduk was a god in Mesopotamia. He blew up a planet. The people were following Marduk. So, put two and two together.
Right. And all these things are so well hidden, but people don't even
not look. Not the people that do the research.
Right. Most people don't even look into what's going on. They're so comfortable with what the media tells them. They just take it to heart that, like, that's what it is. And there's so much programming going on as it is with, you know, especially with the youth of today, with the technology they're coming out with, you know, kids, they don't even look up from their cell phones anymore or communicate with each other. This technology, it seems like it's another form of control that they're rolling out.
Oh, absolutely. 5G to me is a weapon system.
Right.
Whether they can do voice to skull technology and put the voice of God in you or switch around your thoughts. No, it's a quantum leap in surveillance. It's a quantum leap in the ability to physically hurt you. That's what 5G is. 5G is a weapon system. So I'm not happy about it at all. I'm sorry, I don't need to download a movie in 3 seconds. Sorry.
Yeah, and all these the technologies they're rolling out, it seems like it's not making people any smarter. It's actually, in some cases, de-evolving us to a point where...
Absolutely. You want to get them fat and dumb before you execute them? What, you think they're joking about the Georgia Guidestones? My parents told me in 1963 that the Council of 13 had decided to throw the 40 million dark occult minions under the bus, along with the constitutionalists and the freedom people. They're going to have a brave new world, a new world order, where it's robots, genetically altered, mind-controlled people, just a few. Got to have fresh meat, fresh blood. But most of it's going to be a technocracy controlled by AI. And it's all coming from the interdimensionals or ETs, the reptilians, grays, and insectoids. And I've been in the presence of reptilians. I've been in the presence of grays, short grays. And I'm telling you right now, folks, you need to get back to source. You need to turn on your humanity and get involved and care, because you're under a eugenics program, which is unbelievable. You have mercury vaccines, 79 shots. You have GMO food, which is altering your DNA. You have cell phone towers, which once again is interfering with the cell wall communication in every cell. You have doctors killing 750,000 Americans a year, just coming into contact with the medical establishment. My father said in 1972 to me, he was giving me a ride home from high school, and he said to me, they will not let us teach anymore. Both my parents were teachers. The Illuminati loves to put their people in academia, in teaching positions, in the police, in the military, always in key power positions to steer things, because they're a minority, you know?
And they also...
At total.
Yeah, and they also use celebrities as their puppets. And it seems like they have to show us the symbolism in these music videos and all the events like the Super Bowl. They have occult symbolism everywhere. It seems like they get pleasure in kind of flashing it in our faces or something.
Yes, I call it slave mocking. Oh, don't you love to mock the slaves? Oh, yes, sitting on my golden commode, mocking the slaves. I mean, we have Travis Tavistock Institute for Human Relations. Daniel Estlin wrote a great book on it. Same with Dr. John Coleman, but his book is out of print. Definitely. You want to see the esoteric manipulation of society? Great place to start is learn about Tavistock Institute for Human Relations in London, England, because they give us the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, David Bowie. I mean, all the big stars are a Tavistock Institute creation.
Yeah, and people don't realize that
society, they're steering the social norms.
Yeah, and a lot of these biggest stars were studying works of people like Aleister Crowley. You know, it was all involved in this occult magic.
Well, you know, Crowley probably wrote two or three pages that I actually like. I mean, Liber Oz, where he says, you know, be free, you know, do with thou want. Now, if love is at the center of it, of your life, do what you want means the non-aggression principle. You're never going to use, abuse, or hurt another individual or the planet. You're walking under love. Therefore, you have a right to do whatever the hell you want as long as you're not hurting anybody. That's called freedom. I'm okay with that.
Definitely.
Anarchy is not anarchy. Anarchy is a word that means no masters, no slaves. It does not mean chaos. It does not mean blood in the streets. It means no master, no slave. From the word archon. And when you study, and I know your crew is into pulling the curtain back and seeing the Wizard of Oz. Right. Well, you got to study Tavistock Institute. And Daniel Estlin, big on Bilderberg, really good researcher. Because at the top of the Illuminati pyramid, there's a few old Venetian families, banker families, that, of course, moved into Germany. There might be five families controlling this entire planet. Because what did Robert David Steele say in an interview like a week ago? It was like less than 30 people own half the wealth on the planet. Right. 2 years ago, Oxfam did a study and said 80 people control half the wealth in the planet. And now it's 30, less than 30. The money is going straight to the top. And right. I'm just saying, it's an unsustainable system. They know it's unsustainable. That's why they're doing everything they can to mind control you and kill you.
Yeah.
I mean, 98 million people got SV40 cancer virus in the polio shots in the 50s and 60s. And those 98 million people that got SV40 cancer virus, it's passed down generationally. If you got it, you're giving it to your son. You're giving it to your daughter. It never goes away. And it's a really good cancer virus, boys and girls, because it kicks in after you're 40. And you've paid all that money in taxes. And
right.
You built all that stuff during the prime of your life to make Big Daddy rich, and you've paid all that Social Security money in, and then bam, you get hit with cancer, and then you've got to give the medical establishment every last cent you got, and you die. I think it's a genius move.
Right, and then they'll
what do
never
you think vaccination is.
Yeah, and they'll never admit to the cures that are already the natural cures that already exist, and the free energy that already exists, because that would put us in power instead of them, and they want to keep their power. Now, earlier I heard you mention that you actually made contact with reptilians and gray entities, was that when you were a child? Could you possibly tell us a little bit about that?
Well, the grays, according to Dr. David Jacobs has written 4 books on the short gray aliens. His theory is they've been here for about 150 years and that they are doing genetic hybridization, and they're making hybridized gray alien humans, and that can pass now for humans, although the core mentation in them is still the hive mind of the gray alien, and they're much more developed intellectually than Homo sapiens are. And they can freeze your mind and do all sorts of neat little tricks. According to Jacobs, the gray aliens, you know, have been here 150 years, and now they've got it to where people who have been hybridized, gray alien and human mix, are actually living on Earth, learning about what it takes to blend into society. If this continues, because they're abducting 5% of the human population year after year to get DNA and to do their breeding program and their genetic understanding and testing, eventually it will be their planet and no longer Homo sapiens. But the thing is, when I was a kid, our entire family got abducted by short gray aliens. We were taken in spacecrafts. We were given biological tests. My mother was raped one time by a short gray. She was rather upset about that. And I remember her sitting on the couch one evening getting drunk, I mean drinking heavily, cursing that the gray aliens had no right to rape her, which years later I find to be interesting, because she had no problem raping children and torturing them and killing them. But when her rights were violated, well, there's hell to pay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Cognitive dissonance? Nah.
Now,
Mind-controlled?
Definitely. Do you think that the...
But they were interested in the mind control of generational Satanism, because they want to know how to control the human race. That's where they were coming from.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now we're
getting genetics, and they're also getting mind control understanding from Satanists.
Well, that's kind of what I was going to ask you. Do you, and also, do you think that the reptilians are the ones in control of these greys?
No, actually, it's the insectoids above the reptilians that are running the show.
Now, I've heard someone else say that. Actually, I've heard Cliff High. I had him on my show recently. He actually agrees with the same thing that it's the insectoids in.
Well. At Free Your Mind 4, I believe it was, or 3, I talked to Stuart Swerdlow and watched his presentation. And, man, Stuart's a straight shooter. I mean, and I'm sorry, but the Americans, 52 extraterrestrial types, the Russians, 56, it's a big, big universe. We're 4.5 billion years old, so it takes that long to form a planet with, you know, comparable intelligence like ours and technology. Well, there are planets that are 5-6 billion years ahead of us, at least, you know?
How do they come into play with archonic entities? I mean, are they working together with these demonic or archonic entities?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, basically, look into John Lamb Lash, his book, Not in His Image. It'll give you the Gnostic mythology. And when the goddess morphed into the planet Earth, she created the reptilians. But there's no mention of the insectoids. But the thing is, I believe the insectoids, they tell the greys and the reptilians what to do. Fair. Just my personal heartfelt shot in the dark. I can't prove it, but that's the way I feel about it. That's my opinion right now.
Now, you probably get asked this a lot, but how did you get out of the whole structure? And how are you still alive, you know, to tell these stories and do what you do?
Well, as you know, the Illuminati want certain people, they want the information out there because it's part of their ritualistic magic to actually tell the victim what's going on. Also, there was an incident with my father demanding that I be killed in front of the head of the cult because I got the police involved. And there was an intervention, and they knew that they could not kill me. And I'll leave it at that. But scared the living daylights out of them. So what I'm saying to everybody, you know something, these scum may rule this place, but they don't rule the universe. They're created. They're not the creator. And you're talking about love and creativity that is in Father of all, the Father, the spirit, the quantum intelligence, and his daughter, Sophia, okay, the planet Earth. You know, they have an experiment in consciousness going on here for 4.5 billion years. The Mayan 8-step pyramid cosmology states that in 2012, we get to the top of the pyramid, and we should go into cosmic consciousness. But because of the mind control, because of the drugs in the food, oh, I'm sorry, it's flavor additives. It's right. Preservatives. They're not drugging you. I mean, that's almost as ridiculous as chemtrails. What are you, a kooky?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
They're drugging us out the wazoo. And it's not just atrazine and bisphenol A. It's what you're breathing now. They're spraying us with lithium. They're so terrified of us. What are they terrified of? I'll tell you what they're terrified of. There was a hominid here. And that hominid got genetically altered by the Anunnaki, according to Zachariah Sitchin. The Elohim made man. Well, who made the Elohim? What I'm saying is, and count this for all religions, you've got the corrupt religion and the corrupt way of looking at things in all these religions, and they don't have a problem with war. They don't have a problem with war. Let me tell you something. The first fruit of idolatry is war. The first fruit. So are you a devil worshiper? Well, do you like war? Just saying.
Exactly. Yes.
Want to yell at those bankers all I can. Can't help it. But let me say this. When they wrote, they took the Bible and 325 A.D., Constantine, the emperor of Rome, got all the bishops together, threw all the 35 books of canon in the trash, and had the Piso family rewrite the Word of God. Well, if you have the Illuminati edit and rewrite the Word of God, do you have the Word of God? No, you don't. That's why you have to study. You have to study the ancient writings that came before that the Christians were using. You have to study the Essene ancient writings. You have to study the Gnostic ancient writings. And a little bit of Hindu. And a little bit of Islam. And a little bit of Zoroaster. And you got to hear about the myths in the Amazon jungle. You got to hear about the Mayan cosmology with the condor goes north. Ian Lex Lungold did a 3-hour presentation, lays out the entire Mayan cosmology that was taught to him by the Mayan elders. It's on YouTube. It's 3 hours well spent. Why does the Bible say the reason this is going on is for the increase in God? How do you increase infinity? Well, you're looking at it. It also says this is going on so that God can show the powers, principalities, and dominions of the universe his exceeding grace, his loving kindness, his mercy, his patience. So I'm saying, got a bunch of Christians saying, oh, there's nothing out there, there's only us. Well, why don't you look in your word? It says powers, principalities, dominions. Oh, yeah, but we're alone. See, many people from East and West will sit at the Christ banquet table, but you who claim to be his brethren will not be there because you are ignorant and you do not follow natural law. And if you're a child of God, if you're a child of life and love, it's a commitment in a dark world like this unto death. The Illuminati can knock on my door tomorrow. I'm not bending a knee to them, ever. It's unto death. That's the commitment that Christ had. That's the commitment that Mithra had. You know, look at, what were there, 16 crucified and risen saviors?
Right.
I mean, do you think maybe the Supreme Godhead is trying to get something through our noggins? I don't know.
I agree. You have to look You have to look at every angle. You have to look through all the ancient texts. Now, we have just a few minutes left. For the last couple of minutes we have, could you just give people maybe some advice, people that are just waking up to what's going on in our world and what they've been hidden, what's been hidden from them their whole lives? Just give us a little bit of advice of what they can do.
Well, Dr. Bruce Lipton and Dr. Joe Dispenza are two men that I believe are at the forefront of the revolution of freedom and consciousness in this world today. Dr. Bruce Lipton wrote an excellent book, The Biology of Belief. You have to go to Bruce Lipton's website, go on YouTube, and see some of his like hour-long talks. And you'll learn more about yourself listening to some of his YouTubes than you ever were taught in school. And Dr. Joe Dispenza, they're doing brain mapping and energy field reading while they're doing specific meditation techniques and focused intent and prayer techniques, because they found if you get 0.1 hertz in the heart and mind of a human being, then the subconscious mind is opened to the field and to whatever desire you want. And you can make radical change physically, mentally, when you get into that 0.1 coherence with the divine field. And so Dr. Joe Dispenza, go to his website, get his book, How to Break the Habit of Being Yourself. Believe me, I've been studying since I got triggered and woke up from my satanic slavery. I was never in the Illuminati. I was a slave. And I spent my life as a contractor, and basically I got used by Illuminati business people.
Right.
But I have a website, thecenterpath.weebly.com. And I have lots of YouTubes on there. EFT is the most powerful, life-changing, psychological, and spiritual tool out there today. Let's see if you can see this.
Yeah.
Matrix re-imprinting using EFT. Okay? See that book? Get this book. All right? It's the best EFT book. Fantastic. Written by Carl Dawson and Sasha Allenby. I can talk about this for an hour. And Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, Dr. Joe Dispenza. And that, you get these two books, and you kick around my website occasionally to see a YouTube and learn a little bit more, and maybe listen to me occasionally on Revolution Radio, Thursday night, 10 o'clock to midnight, Eastern Standard Time, The Center Path, and on Saturday, Studio B, the same as The Center Path on Revolution Radio. Matrix Warrior for my European fans, so to speak. I don't have that many fans, but I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter, RealJParker1. I've got 800 Twitter followers. You know, in a world of shadow banning, I'm like, yeah. I'd rather have 800 people that really are doing the shadow work and working on their consciousness and have the guts to get in somebody's face that's pushing a baby carriage and to tell them, go to vaxxer.com. There's mercury still in the shots. You know, really get in their face. And you know something? Half the people say, get away from me. But the ones that do not say, get away from me, that take notes, I've had this happen to me, take notes on the websites, anti-vaccination websites and other websites, and the baby is looking at you like, thank you for saving my life. And I'm telling you, you'll never have a feeling like that. You can't buy that. It's divine. And that's my life today, trying to help people. And if you're a satanically ritually abused person, you can go to my website and send me an email and we'll talk. I talk to a lot of targeted individuals. I make organite pendants to help people who are satanically attacked, because I have a 3 obsidian mix in it, which keeps the devil spirits away. But it's organite is something with EMF, electromagnetic pollution. You've got to have some organite. Don't be stupid. And what else can I say? That's about it.
Well, Jay, that was very, very interesting, very awesome information.
Well, we'll do it again.
Yes, definitely. I'm going to have you back on, and I want to thank you for joining us tonight.
Well, it's a pleasure. Anytime I can tell people about the programmable state and making consciousness their number one goal, nothing changes in your life when you put know thyself first, when you put natural law first. But when you know yourself and you're starting to do that inner work and clean up everything you learned in school and throw it in the trash and get some real knowledge, it's life is better.
Definitely. And
you're here to throw love into the field. The more love, the more care that we as individuals at 44 million bits of information into the field every second, and it goes all the way to every person. We all share this collective consensus consciousness, and it produces the reality we have. That's why they want to control the web, because we're escaping their mind control. We don't believe what Big Daddy says anymore. We're figuring it out for ourselves. Well, they don't like that. So they're censoring the web, because freedom is breaking out.
Definitely. There's definitely mass awakening going on. And, you know, that gives me hope for the future, that I see more people waking up now. And once again, Jay, I want to thank you for joining us, and you have an excellent night.
All right. Thank you for hanging me over for a while.
Awesome. You have a great night.
Good night.